Cézanne, The Fountain, 1876 to 1877. We invite you to discover Paul Cézanne, a major figure in modern painting. Before you stands an emblematic work from his mature period, The Fountain, painted around 1876 to 77. At first glance, it's a simple scene, a stone fountain, female figures, a few trees, a Provençal garden. But beneath this apparent simplicity, Cézanne builds a profoundly new vision of painting. Paul Cézanne, a pioneer of modern art, gradually distanced himself from Impressionism. He sought a more structured, more personal approach to painting. In The Fountain, painted around 1876 to 77, he chose a simple subject, a peaceful garden scene where female figures gather around a water source. Behind them, the trees form a dense mass of foliage with vibrant leaves. Their volume is constructed through short, visible, juxtaposed brushstrokes, giving the vegetation an almost sculptural appearance. The ground, light green in places, blends grass and earth. No sharp lines separate the elements. Everything is articulated through simple, solid volumes. The composition centers on the fountain. The figures are arranged on either side with no hierarchy, integrated into the rhythm of the landscape. Their presence is discreet, with no explicit narrative. Cézanne simplifies nature, reducing it to essential forms, cylinder, sphere, cone, as he himself would say. Here, light does not model the forms, it structures them. It inhabits the material, revealing the density of things. The ochres, greens, grays, and whites vibrate in harmony without harsh contrasts. The light is diffuse, integrated into the pictorial matter. It does not come from a specific source, but pervades the entire scene. Unlike the Impressionists, Cézanne does not use light to create modeling. Here, it serves to reveal form, density, and structure. The palette is restrained. Ochre tones for the fountain, deep greens for the foliage, bluish grays for the shadows, and a few white or pinkish touches in the clothing. The painting's format is modest. It was likely painted at Jas de Buffon, the family estate in Aix-en-Provence, where Cézanne often worked outdoors. This painting clearly illustrates Cézanne's method in the 1870s, to simplify nature to its essentials, to place each form with precision, and to construct space through color. The brushstrokes are fragmented, visible, applied slowly, almost one by one. The whole evokes stability and balance. The landscape, the figures, the fountain, all seem to hold together in a silent order. This style already foreshadows Cézanne's more analytical period and would deeply influence early 20th century artists.